B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Daily. On today's episode, we'll be talking about a rumor that possibly a new Marvel fighting game is on the horizon. Also, a live-action Pokemon could be coming to Netflix. And also, Hearthstone canceled a stream. Does it have something to do with the latest scandal at Activision Blizzard? And we will ask the question, could you play an eSport professionally until you're 50 years old? This is Checkpoint Daily.
The latest eSports and gaming news. Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game.
What's cracking, nerds? It's Tuesday, my least favorite day of the week, as y'all know, but we're still here and we're still happy to bring you the latest in esports and gaming news. I am your host, Norris Howard, and we will also be joined today by Weird Beard.
Hello, hello. I have to ask, are you the kind of person who does groceries in one trip, or do you take multiple trips?
What does that have to do with gaming, Weird Beard?
Because what if he's buying enough video games that he has to go in multiple trips?
Let me tell you something. All right, when I get out the car, I ain't going back.
That's the right answer. That's the right answer.
I ain't
answer.
Going back. If I got to pull a what you call this forearm muscle, if I got to pull one of them to get it up in one go, that's what we doing.
Do you ever just leave some stuff in the car?
Because, No.
You're just like one trip Marty?
Yeah. Why would I? Two trips? Who the fuck does that? Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Because I have a kid. I send her back to get stuff.
Okay, that's different.
That's different. You got pair of hands.
Yep.
That's different. I got to do this shit dolo most of the time, okay? I'm going once.
You also have to go up, like, you live in an apartment, so you have to go upstairs and stuff, too, to get there, right?
No, I go up the elevator.
Well, I mean, it's a trip. Like, yeah. I take five steps from a driveway into the house.
Listen, even when I buy a house, it's one trip.
One trip, that's it.
We live in a winter state, okay? Our state has snow and cold and devastation, all right? Let me tell you something. Once I hit that cold air, I'm not hitting it again, period. Anyway, Robbie's here. What's up?
No, it doesn't matter whether it's him or whether it's Chad. We always got to start with some bullshit.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck that had to do with anything.
Yeah. I went grocery shopping last night. My back still hurts.
Nobody cares. You're an old man.
You're an old. I thought you were an athlete, Rick.
I am. Doesn't mean I can't tweak something.
You didn't tweak shit.
Yeah.
All right. You just, you don't stretch in the morning or nothing.
I don't stretch.
You got one of them icy hot patches on, don't you? You got on a salon pod, don't you?
Not right now, but I do have like a thing that I heat up and keep on my back, so. It's pretty good.
This is so disappointing.
Oh, man.
Listen, I know we're all nerds here and we love video games, but that's no excuse.
All right. I'll stretch.
Just stretch in the morning. Do some yoga, all right? Robbie, you're here.
Yeah, it's the second time you've introduced me. I'm good.
Yeah, I'll be trying to get you to actually share your thoughts today.
All right. Here's some thoughts. As of right now at home, Final Fantasy 14 is re-downloading.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on, guys. I got to pull this over to the side for 2 seconds. All right. Robbie, now you have been the last holdout.
Of the
old guard, okay? Nate is back in. Callie is back in. I never left, and the rest of them never left.
Yep. So here's
is Juxta back in?
Yeah, Juxta plays.
Holy shit!
Yep. Here's the weird part for me. The reason why I decided to give people a chance to get me back is, you know, I've been watching Nate stream, I've been watching Callie stream, and there's the FOMO I'm getting, right? Because everybody else is doing it, and, like, you know, Asmongold's bringing all these people back. So, like, the FOMO's happening, but the problem is all my memories of it
are bad.
Are all still Stormblood.
Yeah. That's not good memory.
Yeah. So, like, the mind and the spirit's like, yeah, let's get in. Let's try this. And I'm like, but don't you remember? So, I'm not going to do this for me. That's what I told myself. I'm like, I'm not going to do it for me, but if enough people are interested,
you do it for the people.
I'll do it for the people. And I'm like, we get to 100 subs on my channel, we'll do it. I was 20 away, and Dolvik dropped in last night and dropped $100 in bits.
Wow.
Which is $100 is how much it would have costed for 20 subs.
Yeah.
But as subs, I only would have got half of it. So I'm like, you know what, Dolvik? All right, that's it. Goal made. I'm coming back.
Oh, man, this is crazy. And some, you know what, Robbie?
Godfather ties, Robbie, like, type stuff.
I will tell you this. If you start a new character on my data center, I will.
You'll power level me?
I will power level you. I will join you.
All right. Well, because
what do you play ninja, right?
Yeah. So it's either that. It's either I start a new character. So I'm back in, like, you know, a Realm Reborn, which apparently people look back on, like, not fondly. I loved Realm Reborn. I thought it was great.
It was a slog.
It wasn't Stormblood.
No. Facts.
And guess where Kahlo is right now?
Stormblood.
Right in the middle of Stormblood. Yeah. The last thing that I remember is I went to check. What's his big bad that never dies?
Xenos.
Yeah, Xenos. I went to check his grave and he wasn't in it. That's the last thing I remember.
Damn, that is the first patch after the end of the main story.
No, oh my god.
That's only the first patch.
So far to go.
You do. That is only the first patch.
I have made a terrible mistake.
I will say this. The subsequent patches are significantly better.
I mean, I might be further than that. That's just I feel like the last thing that I remember.
Yeah, no, but the later patches are better. I'll just say this. Do you remember having to go to a debate match?
I hate this game so much.
Yeah, really? What did you sign
up for? It's not a debate match. I'm using that term facetiously.
No,
but,
I don't remember
okay,
that.
Okay, then no, you didn't get
probably,
to the cool part.
Probably for good. Norris, I think me and you need to talk about your definition of cool.
No, politics is cool.
Okay? All right.
Politics is fun, and especially when you put it in my video games. Anyway, with that said, guys, here's what's happening in the world of video games.
So amid all the controversy and the allegations that are going on over at Blizzard following the lawsuit from California, there hasn't been a whole lot coming out of Blizzard. Their social media has basically been radio silence, and there was supposed to actually be a Hearthstone stream, an official Hearthstone stream coming up in anticipation of the newest expansion, United in Stormwind. Blizzard has canceled that live stream. We actually got a, or not we, but GameSpot got a quote from Dean Ayala, the game designer, who said our focus has been on supporting each other and planning action for how we can make our work a better place for everyone, something we've clearly failed at in the past.
Great. And this is also conjoined with a letter that has condemned Activision Blizzard's response to the lawsuit that has now reached over 2,000 signatures in the Activision Blizzard workforce,
both current and former. I believe.
Both current and former. It is now saying that the response was troubling. They're saying it was abhorrent and insulting. There are calls for Francis Townsend to step down from women in gaming leadership position that she has. This keeps getting worse for Activision Blizzard.
Here's the issue, especially when the company comes out and basically says, hey, California, all the stuff that you're saying, not really how it went down, and we're going to fight your lawsuit, all right? Even if you'd have came out and said all of the right things, like some of the, Mike Morhaime came out, said, we failed you, Chris Metzen, co-creator of Diablo, same thing. Everyone's coming out and saying the right things, even canceling this stream, it's a good PR move. None of this actually changes anything, and it's also a good PR move just for the company.
I think the cancellation of the stream has a lot less to do with Blizzard leadership and more to do with the actual people who work on Hearthstone making a call.
Well, because there's also rumors that just internally, like across the Blizzard, work has basically stopped everywhere.
So in the statement that the employees signed, they said, we call for official statements that recognize the seriousness of these allegations and demonstrate compassion for the victims of harassment and assault. We call on Frances Townsend to stand by her word and step down as the executive sponsor of the ABK Employee Women's Network as a result of the damaging nature of her statement. Now, she basically came out with a statement earlier last week that essentially said boilerplate stuff of like, hey, it sucks, but we're still a great company.
Yeah, I mean, you also have like keeping it in the world of Hearthstone, you have players that were supposed to be unveiling new cards of theirs that were going to be within Hearthstone, and they've all, not all of them, but the majority of them have really you know, backed off even doing the announcement and reveals of like, oh my God, here's my
expansion.
You know,
expansion's still happening though.
Yeah, but I mean that's like,
I mean that's planned stuff, right? Yeah. That's stuff planned in advance. Of course, the expansion drop is still going to happen. But to Rick's point, where you're having special cards that people have earned the right to actually have in the game, that people should be actually really excited for and really be out there sharing an accomplishment or something really cool that's being included in a video game, that has been ruined. That whole experience has been ruined by these allegations and this lawsuit. And you know, I don't want to spend too much more time on it because we've talked about it quite a bit. But like I said, it continues to get worse. We thought the Riot thing was really bad, but I think people have learned from the Riot lawsuit and have learned that, you know, within the company, we can't remain silent. The media can't remain silent. And the gamers, the consumers can't remain silent either. So I think this is probably going to get worse for Activision Blizzard before it gets better.
If they're planning on fighting this and continuing to basically say, no, it's not like that. Oh, yes.
So far, it has not affected the stocks and the shareholders
really
that much. No. You have to remember, this is still the company that makes Call of Duty, my guy. And I hate to say it, I'm not sure if the cohort that plays Call of Duty is that concerned about something.
I don't know. You had a bunch of streamers just recently uninstall Call of Duty live on stream, including Dr. Disrespect.
Do you know how many people play Call of Duty that don't give two shits about streamers?
I mean, being in the the chats of a lot of those games, or you hear the comms, like those, I don't think they really care. Like they hear sexual harassment, they go, oh, okay.
Yeah. Fucking libtards.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but even beyond that, Call of Duty is so big that majority of the player base is not even in the whole streamer online space. So it hasn't.
Actually, I mean, today it's gone from 90 down to like 82.
Yeah, I mean,
a little drop,
but not big enough to affect, you know, anything real. So unfortunately, it hasn't gotten to that point, but we will see, because who knows what could be coming in the future. Now, Robbie, also Pokemon.
Yeah, so this is actually a big one. This one I'm excited about. And I feel like what I've seen on social media seems to be pretty evenly split, which is probably the best we can ask for. But I think that people should be a little bit more optimistic about this. Netflix is looking at development. They're in the early stages of developing a live-action Pokemon series.
Interesting. I think personally, and here's what I'm going to say. I personally think that this could be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Look, any project announced anywhere always has the chance to flop.
And I'm gonna just say this: if it is given even half the care something like Detective Pikachu was given, it'll work.
And they have said that they want to develop this series akin to Detective Pikachu. And when we look at what's happened with Detective Pikachu, when we look at the care that Netflix has been putting into their recent adaptations for video games, everything from The Witcher to all of the anime adaptations that they've been doing, I think that we should be going into this, you know, a little bit optimistic.
And on top of that, how many times have we said, even in the past 2 months, damn, Netflix, you are really going in on the gamer space?
Well, one of the other things too is VFX and virtual, like, just video stuff has progressed to the point to where I think it's not absurd to say this.
There's not a big difference between like TV and movie effects now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like it makes it so that it's not such a thing, because it's like 10 years ago, you know, Transformers comes out and you're like, oh, wow, that's cool. That would never be done on a TV budget.
No.
Never.
No.
So now that it's
not
like,
not in a pre-Game of Thrones world.
Yeah. And now, you know, I think that if they're shooting for like a Detective Pikachu thing, there were plenty of effects there, but it wasn't so heavy that it would have made it untenable to put on TV.
Yeah, no, and I think it could be actually really interesting and really cool to watch. I think the biggest thing is that they somehow got the license to do it. I think that's the more shocking and surprising thing to me, is the fact that somebody was able to call the Pokemon company and say, we want to do this show, and they just went, sweet, okay.
Well, actually, I mean, Netflix has sort of been the home for a lot of the newer Pokemon-related stuff. They've done a lot of movies and anime that have specifically launched on Netflix. So that relationship, I think, has been fostering for a while now.
Yeah, and I think that's really cool. It's just I'm so used to seeing the big red N.
Yes.
Descend from the sky and put the kibosh on a bunch of shit.
Now that this has been leaked, they might cancel the whole thing altogether.
They could. They could just say, we didn't get permission about that. But, you know, I think generally where there's smoke, there's fire. This looks cool. And let's hope it's good, you know, because Detective Pikachu was surprisingly awesome. Like, it was surprisingly a really, really, really good film. So I'm excited about that. And lastly, listen, y'all know I was going to bring this up if you saw this headline.
You know, if only it could have dropped yesterday to be on Marvel Monday proper.
Proper, yes. But we're going to talk about this because allegedly, NetherRealm Games of Mortal Kombat fame is doing a Marvel fighting game.
Yeah, this game has actually been rumored for quite a while, but what's interesting and what's making the headlines now is that a supposed character list has now been leaked.
Yeah, so we're gonna read through some of them and let's see how you feel about it. But before we do that, I want to just say this: get fucked, Capcom. All right, because you completely fumbled the bag on Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. There was no way that game should have been as bad as it was. It looked horrible. The music was awful. You went back to 2v2, which nobody fucking asked for. Like, every decision around that game was bad. Now, making people clamor for essentially what is going to be Marvel Injustice and a game that I personally do not want. But I also but I also know there are plenty of people who love NRS games and will jump on this with the quickness. So,
yeah. So first thing that I want to mention is that, again, rumors, all rumors, mm-hmm. is that the game will loosely be based on the World War Hulk storyline.
That's great.
That's probably about the that's only
Marvel's
way you can go about
it. That's Marvel's tournament arc.
Yep. So obviously, you know, you should expect the big ones in there. Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, Black Widow, Wolverine, Black Panther, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So some of the other ones coming out, which probably makes sense with some of, you know, what we're going to be seeing here soon. We have Shang-Chi in there.
Yep.
Moon Knight. Rocket and Groot as a duo character.
Excellent. They should be.
Gamora, Hulk is in there. We do have some X-Men, of course.
See, okay, before you move on, this is where I start going... bullshit. No, I started going bullshit.
That X-Men are in it?
Not just that X-Men are in it. It's just the certain X-Men that they selected.
All right, so Wolverine.
A given.
Okay.
A given.
There you go. Correct.
A given. Wolverine's correct. A given.
Kitty Pryde.
You're a fan of Kitty
you
Pryde.
You like Kitty?
I love Kate Pryde.
You just don't
She's
think...
not Kitty anymore. She is Kate Pryde,
fair,
okay?
That's fair.
She's
fair
the
enough.
Red Queen.
Yep. Do you think she should... not be in it?
The Marauders, Kate Pryde? Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
She, S tier, needs to be included. But
Gambit's in it?
That's the one. I'm like...
You don't think Gambit should be in it?
It's not that I don't think he should be in it. It's just...
He's such a fan favorite, man.
But he's fringe right now. He's so fringe. And, you know, I don't know...
Is Mr. and Mrs. X not going still? Did that stop?
Yeah, that stopped.
Oh, okay.
I mean, everything X-Men stopped at Way of X. Mm-hmm. So, or...
Oh, everything got reset.
Yeah,
so basically,
reset.
Hox Pox, and then everything that happened after that.
Yes.
That's what's currently
that's
going.
What's currently
gotcha.
Going.
Okay.
But you also have other X-Men villains and stuff involved, and I'm like, huh? You got Blob in there. You got Mojo.
All right, see... This is the problem I have.
Yeah.
Not even just on the X-Men side of things. You know, what Injustice does well is it's a good mix of heroes and villains. This roster that we're seeing right here is majority of heroes, and then most of the villains aren't even B-tier villains.
No, like you have, okay, you have Mephisto. That's an A.
Okay.
That's an A-tier.
Dr. Octopus.
A-tier. But you got Blob, Mojo, and Bullseye. Blob.
You have Arnim Zola on
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you don't have MODOK.
How do you go?
MODOK would be cool.
Hold on.
You don't have MODOK. You have Arnim Zola.
How do you go? All right, we need a Captain America villain. Red Skull. No. Arnim Zola. Let's get the computer head guy in
Excuse
there.
Excuse me. That's a bad idea. You have Venom in there. Venom's great.
Venom's fine.
Here's another weird one. Deacon Frost.
Who is Deacon Frost?
That's the villain from Blade.
Oh, yeah. Well, Blade is in here, by the way.
Yeah, Blade is in here, but that's the villain from Blade.
Okay, so I know that prior to this show, Weirdbeard had brought up a good point that depending on when about this is going to come out, that obviously there could be some characters that Marvel wanted in there in preparation of promoting upcoming shows,
yes.
Right? And we know that there is in development a Blade movie.
Yes.
So Blade and his bad guy... I'm okay with that.
But we don't even know, we have Hawkeye, and we were talking about before the show, Rob, you were saying, why are they still picking? They have Captain America. We don't know which Captain America.
True.
They have Hawkeye.
Could easily be both Clint and Kate.
Yeah, we don't know which Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think there is a certain level of mystery still involved, but there are just some weird ones.
It could also be incomplete, because we have Invisible Woman and Mr. Fantastic, but we have no Thing.
Strange. But you have Abomination. And you don't have Johnny Storm.
Thing had to have been in there.
Like,
why
you
was
don't
that
have
not?
Johnny Storm. I'm sorry. You don't have a man
the,
made of
on.
Fire.
The first DLC pack, by the way, does include Cyclops, so he'll be in there too.
Hell yeah!
As well as Daredevil.
I hope it's mutant supremacist Cyclops,
as
too.
As well as we have two crossover characters,
Raiden,
yeah.
Yeah, Lord Raiden.
And Kylo Ren.
I'm all right with that. I'm all right with Kylo Ren.
Adam Driver is yoked as fuck in real life, though.
Yeah. No, he is.
Yeah,
but
he is.
My point is, I like Kylo Ren. People are like, until the last movie, Kylo Ren, I fucked with him mostly because Adam Driver's acting.
Does he have a helmet or no helmet?
No, you do both. You do costume.
Yeah, who's Dakin, by the way?
Dakin? That's Wolverine's son.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah. Who also, by the way... Funny story, right? He has all of Wolverine's powers. He has two claws instead of three, but he also...
I thought that was only like the quote-unquote female version of Wolverine, X-23. That's why she had two claws.
No, she has three. No, he has three because he has one that comes out the underside.
Oh,
so he has
dumb.
Two on the top, one comes out the underside. It is dumb. But he also has pheromone powers.
Awesome. Power of love, baby.
Yeah, he can...
Pheromone powers are some of the creepiest things
you can
give
He can
someone.
Adjust his pheromones to make people lust him.
No. Yep. Oh, are you kidding me?
I'm serious. You can look it up right now.
This is a character in this game?
This is Wolverine's son, Dakin.
Hell yeah. I'd love to see it as a finisher move.
A move. Lust move.
Lust.
All right. So
lusty.
Again,
lust
rumored roster here, so hopefully we see some more A-list villains added to this. How you're going to put Mojo on here, but not like Thanos? Like, come on, guys.
I'm okay with not having Thanos. I'm okay with Thanos.
But still, you have to admit, there is a disturbing lack of AAA villains here.
Yeah, I agree. No Doom is what I would
say.
How
is there no Doom?
No fucking Doom. Shut up. Shut up, NRS. No Doom. Come on.
Give us Killmonger, too.
Yeah, motherfucking right. Give us Killmonger and Doom. Give us
Killmonger as Doom.
Anyway, that's going to be it for part one. In part two, we're going to be talking about one of the top streamers in the world saying that, hey, listen, you may not have to be a youngster to play at the highest level in esports. So we're going to talk about that coming up on more Checkpoint Daily.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Bring the heat. Share your thoughts on socials with us at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter. You could even be featured on tomorrow's show.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Checkpoint Daily. Don't forget the search for the next Rocket League team is still on. If you and two friends think you have what it takes to be professional Rocket League players, well, make sure you head over to BeasleyEsports.gg/Rocket League for more information on becoming the next Rocket League team. There are open qualifiers and tryouts, but you do have to sign up. The next event takes place August 7th and 8th, so make sure you are signed up before then. Again, that's at BeasleyEsports.gg/Rocket League. Now, Weird Beard, you came to me talking cash shit about some stuff in esports.
I did.
Some shit Shroud was saying.
Yes.
About old people being able to still be good at video games.
Yeah, and I mean, again, because remember, most pros...
Can we clarify old people here?
Yeah, well, Shroud is considered one of the old gamers now.
Shroud's
like,
old.
We're considering old gamers, not like boomers, not old people.
Yeah, not old people. But
okay, so 35 to 52.
Yeah, you've seen an emergence, especially in Valorant, a lot of the older guard from CSGO that you thought would just die off. Essentially, they'd go out and work a farm like DeFran and just, you know, they would never return to professional esporting. You see Hiko in his 30s, Shroud in his 30s, a lot of these older players coming back and you know, being able to still compete. And he brought it up on stream. When asked what age Shroud believes esports pro can play competitively at, he responded by saying, maybe 50 is your max. And he truly believes that. If you were starting early, say 16, 17, playing professionally, and you played professionally until you were 50, you're still going to be playing at a high level. And I was just interested. Do you guys think a 50-year-old would be competitive in esports?
Yep.
I'm not sure that I can put like a specific age range on it, but I do think that it's a lot older than people consider it to be. You know, there are still a lot of you know, late 20s, even going into early 30s, you know, people who are in the esports scene who are still doing well.
Let me tell you something. I am an active believer that not only can they should. Mm-hmm. I am a firm believer that esports actually needs to get a little older, because we're still constantly seeing a lot of stories of people getting cheated on bad contracts, people signing with teams that aren't actually real teams, this, that, and the third. So I think when you become a little older, you become a little more well-versed in the world, a lot of that will begin to suss itself out. And the second part of that is that there is no replacement for experience.
Yeah.
Period. There is no way that you can have the same level of game sense as somebody who has played the game for a decade plus, right? So for me, as somebody who loves fighting games, for instance.
Best example right here.
Yeah.
You two can pick up Street Fighter V right now today and play for 4 months straight. I probably would still beat you fairly handedly.
Well, because anyone who wants to bring up the fact that, you know, no matter how much experience you had, that, you know, someone at, you know, 14, 15 years old is just going to have way better reflexes than someone at 40, right? Which, you know what, 99% of the time, I don't think anyone's going to agree with you. But guess who's 40 years old and still playing fighting games right now and is still whooping ass? Because it's not just about your reflexes. And first of all, I believe that fighting games is probably the games that require the most reflexes. Like, they go down to, like, millionths of seconds in that game. But it's also about being able to read your opponent, know what they're going to know what they're probably going
to do. The mind game.
I did not realize. I knew he was old. I didn't realize he was this old. How old do you think Daigo is?
43.
He's 40 years old. Mm. He is 40 years old, and he's still kicking.
So, Daigo is 40. Tokido is 30 plus. Justin Wong is 30
plus. How old is Hungrybox? Because Hungrybox has been playing.
I think Hungrybox might have just hit 30. Gamer B is 30 plus. ZN is 30 plus. You have a lot of people in the FGC in particular. And why do you think it skews older? Because those games have been out since the 80s.
28. Hungrybox is 28.
Now, question. What is your upper age? What's the age where you're like, if you see somebody is this age, you're like, just no matter who they are,
with Daigo being 40, you know what? Shroud might be right. Maybe it is around 50.
Here's the beautiful part about esports. I don't think we know, and I don't think we'll ever know.
That's true.
I think if esports continues to grow and proliferate, there will be people. What's the upper level for chess?
Probably 60s.
Alzheimer's when you get Alzheimer's, like, that's if you get Alzheimer's or dementia, that's when you can't play chess anymore. But there are probably people who are 70, 80, 90 years old who can play chess at a very high level because they've kept their mind sharp. So I personally, if you can ward off carpal tunnel,
taking care of yourself
and taking care of yourself, I don't think we've seen it. Well, I don't think we will see.
That's one of the other things too, is that, you know, the first batch of kids that came through as esports stars and professionals didn't have trainers. They didn't have coaches. They had Mountain Dew and pizza, you know.
Even right now, with esports being where it's at, there are still some professionals who still just look at it as, oh, I get to play a game.
Mm-hmm.
They sign a contract, they stream, they compete, and they're playing, you know, so much without actually taking care of their bodies, that I think that's why you do see a lot of people burn out in their mid to late 20s. You know, we're seeing it a lot in the Overwatch League. You know, there have been a few pros who have had injuries, you know, wrist, back injuries, you know, whatever it is, that have had to retire as a result. But if you properly take care of yourself, you could be the Brett Favre of esports and still be playing when you're 60 years old.
I think Brett Favre played till he was like 40. So
yeah, I'm about to find out.
But I think, Rick, to your original point, I don't think we've seen it. I think especially with games that have long lineages. And that's another thing, is that nowadays when people are thinking esports, they tend to think of very new games. They tend to think of very active games. They tend to think of BRs. They tend to think of shooters. They tend to think of...
41, by the way.
Okay, 41. It's 40s. It's early 40s. And that's football, by the way.
Yeah.
That's American football.
Yeah,
that's,
where even if you're taking care of yourself, you're not taking care of yourself.
Right, exactly. By virtue of playing it, you're not taking care of yourself. But, you know, I think when you talk about stuff like fighting games, even MOBAs to a certain extent, and some of the other kind of more passive esports, if you will, as well, I don't think we will see like a upper cap. There'll always be, you know, older people as this continues to grow. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, I to be perfectly honest, I think professional esports should be relegated to the same standards and practices that we even have for the most part in traditional sports, which is if you're 18, you can't play. Or if you're not 18, you can't play.
I 100% believe that, too. I think that would also help with the burnout. Is like, some of these kids are starting when they're 15, 16 years old. And it's like, yeah, no wonder you want to quit by the time you're 21, 22. You've never experienced life as not a child before.
Yeah.
You know, like, the moment that they take some of the predatory practices out of the way, that, like, the farming systems for these happen.
But that's only going to happen when you have people smart enough to know their value. And that's really hard to do as a 17-year-old. You're getting paid to play video games.
Well, not even just that. Also, you know, keep in mind that, you know, even if they have the skill, even if, you know, they're not being preyed upon by people who are just in it for the money, you know, this isn't just playing games. Esports is a job, but a lot of people, you know, they're streaming, they're getting a lot of publicity. They suddenly get signed to a team. It's not just playing games. A lot of people don't realize that till they get into it and then realize that, you know, this lifestyle isn't for me. I can't put up with, you know, Pine, right, in the Overwatch League. Amazing player, but, you know, he dropped out for a few seasons. He's back now, but, you know, sometimes people just can't deal with what that life entails.
And I think that's something that we need to speak more of. I mean, the greatest gymnast of all fucking time literally said, like, I cannot compete in this final because I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Just saw that. I'm literally looking at that right
now.
She
literally is like, I'm so going to upset. Have a nervous breakdown if I do this.
And I will also bring up, like, one of the other things. I talked about Hiko earlier, who's older. He was on stream recently talking about how, you know, he could never do the CSGO thing where it was like, in-person LAN. They had all these different things. He's like, I have two teammates that have kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I have a dog. Like, that's not the same thing, but I wouldn't want to leave my dog for 2 months to be able to go.
Yeah, so imagine if I had kids.
Yeah, like, I think that that's one other thing that really got in the way of older gamers was you couldn't do it because it was always you had to be on the road. But now that the infrastructure for, like, internet's increasing and just it's not
well,
seen
not
as
even,
in person.
Well, not even just that, but if you're in the LCS or Overwatch League or some of these other leagues, I mean, you're pretty static. You're not moving anywhere. You do have a more traditional sports experience where, hey, yep, I'm here and my kids may be in another town, but I'm here. Or my kids and my family were able to move with me. But I think as a whole, the whole industry needs to get older. The whole industry needs to, I think yes. the average age of an esports star should be like 25. Yeah. Personally, mm-hmm. I personally think that if we got to where that was the median age of an esports star, I think that would be good, because I think when we start them so young, they burn out, they get taken advantage of. The infrastructure to create really sustainable player representation is not there. So I think that's a pitfall of being too young. Then obviously, you want to start families, you know, your reaction time may be falling off. That's a pitfall of being older. But if you could still play at the highest level.
Yeah, exactly.
Play at the highest level, flat out.
If you can win, win.
If you can win, win. So that's how I feel. And again, I know we talk about, I always bring up the FGC as a example. But I really do think, I say this so much. I really think a lot of esports can learn from the FGC in terms of highlighting the individual stars, in terms of not ostracizing older players. Because if you think about it, how many times have you seen in the Overwatch League a huge long expose on somebody being like the OG?
Yeah.
Of being like, this person has been here since before the Overwatch League, or da 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 da.
Yeah, no, that's not what they focus on.
That's not what they focus on. They focus on the new hot talent or the good team or whatever, whatever, whatever. Every time in the FGC, you got one of the old heads in a top eight, people are like, is he back? Is this it? Is this it? Is this the time that Daigo finally does it again? Is it the time that Justin won? Tokido won like two straight Capcom Cups. People were like, how's the old man doing it?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Every time he wins, they ask, will this be the last time?
He's like, no. I'm going to play till I drop dead.
Play till my fingers fall off.
Yeah. And I love that, because it also gives the younger players somebody to look up to. Do you know how fucking hard it is to look up to a 20-year-old?
Yeah, and like even think of, like I always go back to the Fortnite scene, right? There is a second and third class of esports competitors in that scene looking up to kids that still tweet, you know, fart jokes. And you're just like, Jesus Christ, man. Like
that. And it's like, but that's why that space can't mature.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's why that space doesn't have a consistent esports, you know, infrastructure. It's part of why League has been able to do it, because you had people who started playing it 10 years ago who are now 28, 29, 30, 31, who want the mature product. They want analysis. They want play-by-play. They want the replays.
I just don't want the XQCs of the world, man.
I feel you. I'm here with you. And listen, I think once the space embraces its older fans, its older players, and its older consumers, I think the space will be better for it. I think by nature of video games, you're going to get young people. But I think this is really the thing that they need to focus on if they want to keep growing.
Yes.
So that's going to be it for this episode of Checkpoint Daily. For the homie Weird Beard and Robbie Landis, I am your host, Norris Howard. And let me tell you, it's been a pleasure. We'll see you on stream tomorrow. Goodbye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.